I am looking for a city that my Savior promised me. I am going there to see Him by and by. For I saw that holy city in a vision in my sleep, and I long to reach the mansions in the sky. I am homesick now for heaven as I toil and weary year, as I daily try to do my Master's will. When my work on earth is finished and my Savior calls for me, I shall go and rest on Zion's happy hill. In sweet rapture I shall wander on the streets of purest gold, as I kiss my golden crown beneath His feet. I can see the angels yonder in bright glory I behold. They are playing on their golden harps so sweet. I am patiently waiting for the Lord to call for me. For I got myself a ticket long ago. And though the way's so rough and rocky, and I've shed so many tears for my loved ones who are headed down below, but sweet Jesus, He will help me. He will guide my weary feet. O'er the rough and rocky mountains here below, He will bless me with sweet victory as I walk the narrow stream that leads upward to that kingdom's happy shore.
Lord, help me, God, we pray, Heavenly Father.
I hope, just for a minute of time, I was hoping these brethren would take the time, and they've been blessed, and God has used them according to His will, and I'm just before you that try to do the will of my Father, just as these foregoing brethren, I can't preach without God gives me the Spirit, and revelates my mind, and opens up the door of utterance that I might speak the words that's commanded of me, of Him. And I know today that the preaching of the gospel is not done with enticing words of men's wisdom, but it's done by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For it is, He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, unto the Jew first, and also unto the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. I'm just traveling today, brother, and by faith. But my faith is real today, brother. And I have a living hope. My hope is not a hope that is that I get home on the other side of the Ohio River today. But my hope, it's an anchor of the soul this morning, brother. And it's sure and it's steadfast and it's unmovable and always abiding within the veil. I listen today and I hope that unto you that don't know the Lord as you sit and ponder your life, that what will you do with Jesus when he comes to you and begins to speak to your heart? We're all men and all are going, we're all going the way of all the earth. But what will you do with Jesus? Jesus, when he comes by your way, when he comes by your way, will you invite him in unto your house? Will you open up the door when he begins to speak to your heart? He said, I'll stand at the door and knock. If any man will open the door, I'll come in to him and he with me, and I and my Father will come in, and we up with him and he with me. I'll give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, brother. I'm glad today. Many years ago, brother, I got the living home right back there, brother, wrong in 1975, and that hope is all has been alive, brother. It never goes away. And God is free with his salvation today. Not willing that any would perish, but all that would come unto repentance and live. There's life in the cross today, brother. There's peace in him that surpasses all understanding. Oh, are ye heavy laden today? Come unto me with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. He said, I'll no wise cast you out. I'll give unto them a peace, brother, that the world cannot give. He said, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto thee. What kind of peace does he have this morning? Oh, it's eternal, brother. God don't give you salvation today and take it away tomorrow. No, when he said, I'll give unto them eternal life and they shall never perish. And my Father will come into you and I'll sup with you and you and me. I'll listen today. If you will today, get a taste of him. Come and drink from that fountain, amen, brother. That an over run dry. I'm glad, brethren, the day I can draw out of the well of salvation, brother. That little drink, brother, that I got along a long time ago, brother. It's refreshing to me. When I get thirsty, brother, I can go back to the well, brother, and get me a drink of water that refreshes my soul. He said in that day, I'll pour out the latter rain. He'll cause the rain and the dew to come down from heaven, brother, as he did in the days of old. When the brethren, brother, come together there, and they begin to drink from the fountain, brother. Listen what the Bible says. What are these two olive trees, brother, that consume the golden oil out of the golden pine and poured out into the golden bowl, brother? Listen today, brother. They followed the Lord, brother, down in the wilderness land. They knowed of him, brother. They followed him, brother, and there was a remnant come out of the law, brother, and never bowed their knee to Baal. They was virgins, brother. The Bible says, brother, who are these that come out of great tribulation? Listen, leaning upon their beloved, brother. They come out of the wilderness land, brother. Who is this today? Listen today, brother. Jesus left the throne of glory, and he come and bought the field that he might get the pearl out of him, brother. Who was the pearl today? It was the old church, brother. She was a beautiful church today. She didn't begin on the day of Pentecost. He set her up, brother, upon a foundation that can never be moved, brother. And told old Peter there, Peter, thou art Peter, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail again. Do you have the church today, sinner man? I want you to know today, Jesus Christ is that church. It's not this building that you see. It's not the place out here there. Jesus is the body. He's the whole brother today. And if you've been born again, brother, you're part of the body of Christ. He is the head, brother, and we are the branches. I want you to know today, it's not changed, brother. The only one way into that church today, Jesus said, I am the door into the sheepfold. If any man will humble himself, if any man will hear his voice, on no wise cast him out. I am the door. Listen, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon ye and learn of me. My yoke is easy, my burden is light, and you'll find rest unto your soul this morning. I've never found no rest in this world below, brother. It's only in the Lord where the peace is this morning. Just troubles and sorrows here, Brother Jim. Everywhere you turn, just sorrows and trouble, dying and crying, sickness and sorrow. But one voice, one little sound from him, one little smoothing sound. Son, I'm right here. Don't you worry. I've got peace to give. I've got love to give. What manner of love is this that the Father bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God this morning? The sons of God, then we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, our elder brethren this morning. Where's he at today? He sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, Brother Ron. He's making intercession for the saints, brother. I'm glad today, brother, when I call upon him, he'll always answer, brother. He's always there, no matter what hour of the night. He's an everlasting abider, brother. He said, I'll come into them and I'll go no more out. I'll give unto them eternal life and they shall never perish, brother. I don't have to worry, brother. Am I going to lose the salvation tomorrow? I'm founded on the wrong, brother. I fell upon the wrong and the rock broke me to pieces, brother. He broke up the stony heart. He gave me a heart of flesh, brother. He gave unto me this peace. But what's going to happen, children, if you wait until the end and the rock falls on you? It's going to grind you to powder. No man's going to be able to stand in that day. Listen today, only them that's been down to the banquet house and had the banner over them, love, had the blood of Christ applied to their soul, brother, they're the only ones going to stand in that day. When day are you talking about? When Jesus Christ shall be revealed from heaven, brother, taking vengeance upon them that dwell upon the earth. Brother, I'm going to tell you today, brother, you'll have to receive mercy on this side of the grave, because there ain't going to be no mercy when he returns in the clouds of glory, brother. He's going to call the old church home. He's going to gather his jewels from the four winds of the heaven. Are you going to be one of the Jews in that day? Oh, he said, I'll set my sheep on the right hand, and I'll look unto them on the left. I'll say unto them on the right hand, come ye blessed unto my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared before the world. But here's the sad part. Oh, sinner man, this morning, I wanted you to hear what he's going to say to them that don't know Jesus in that day. He's going to turn to them and say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. He knows you in creation, but he didn't know you in regeneration, by being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible. That incorruptible seed is that living word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and the word was made flesh and dwelled among us. Oh, he's still among us today. Listen today. And he's got his arms stretched out. He's not willing that you would perish this morning. He wants you to come. Listen today. He's got a white robe to give you. It's called the robe of righteousness, brother. He'll take away your filthy garment. He'll give you a robe, brother. He'll clean you up. He'll make a new creature out of you. He'll give you a heart of love. He'll give you peace within. Why would you not want that this morning? When in the world, they're just trials and tribulation. Listen today. No hope of tomorrow, friend. Why wouldn't you want what Jesus has? Listen today. The best decision I ever made, when I was about 21 years old, brother, I chose Jesus to be my Savior. I chose him for my part, and he's always been there for me. He's led me through sin. I've been dark and drear, Brother Paul. I've seen the sorrows of life. I've heard the cries of my people, brother. I've seen by the caskets, brother, they promise the things of the morrow. Oh, but without God, you'll not see tomorrow, my friend. Oh, friend, the day is the day of salvation. If you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, brother, as they did in the provocation. They saw the wrath of God. The earth swallowed up. The fire and brimstone rained down. Listen today, brother. God is a God of mercy, but he's a God of wrath, brother. Don't let the wrath of God. The Bible says that the wrath of God abideth upon the children of disobedience, brother. Oh, what doeth the Lord require of the old man? Listen what he said. He said, what doeth the Lord require of the old man for the sin of thy soul? Listen, brother. He said, does he require 10,000 rivers of oil? Nay, old man. Is it the first of your fruits? Nay, old man. But what doeth the Lord require of thee? But to do righteously, to love mercy, and walk humbly before thy God, brother. I want you to know, brother, if you don't humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, you'll never see what heaven looks like. Don't think you're going in with all your pride. You're going to have to lose your pride, brother. Humble and a contrite spirit will I look, saith the Lord. I'm not going to look to a haughty spirit, no. He's going to look to the humble, brother. He's going to look into your heart. He's going to see what manner of man you are. He knows your thoughts afar off. He don't have to know. You don't have to tell him, friend. He already knows what you are. He wants you to confess it. He wants you to say, God, I'm a sinner. God, I need you. God, forgive me of my sin and trouble in this world below. I believe upon your name. I believe you died on the cross. I believe you rose the third and the appointed morning. I believe you're sit down on the right hand of God, brother. And when you can believe it with your heart, brother, I declare by the word of God, he'll be found with you that day. But how long will it take you to give up pride? Pride goeth before a fall.
Amen.
I want you to know, brother, that was the hardest thing for any of us to give up ourselves. Except you come willing to forsake all, brother, and even your own life. You cannot be my disciple, friend. Sell out to everything. Call upon Jesus and live.
Yes.
Here in this life, you not only have eternal life right here. You don't have to wait for Jesus to come. As soon as you receive him into your heart, he'll give you eternal life. He'll come within you. And listen, you'll have more pleasures here than you ever thought of. You'll have more peace than you can imagine. And when troubles come, and they will come, you'll have your elder brother to help you.
Amen.
And to walk Amen. With you, Brother
Amen.
Ross. I believe that, brother. You know what? I only believe that. I've witnessed that. As a young man all through my life, I've seen many a sorrow and trouble. I've seen times, God, I didn't see where I could pay another bill I had. And I'd get down in a little garage I had, and I'd get down on that old dirt floor, and I'd painted cars, and I'd pray. And the Lord, brother, always sent me help. He had pretty, it's out of the blues. Here's someone come along. I need my car painted. And he answered my prayers. The Lord said that he would supply your needs. Now listen what he said to you if you'll obey him. He said, I'll supply your needs according to my riches and glory. You think he can't supply your needs today? No matter what kind of need you have, I want you to know our Savior is able to deliver you to the uttermost. He is a God at hand. He's not a God that's went on a journey. He loves you this morning. Won't you open up your heart and let him in? Won't you open up your heart and let Jesus come in and live forever and ever?
Amen.
Don't wait until the day that you'll hear him say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, for I never knew ye. I'm going to tell you, friend, there is no device in the grave where man goeth that he can work, brethren.
No
work while it's day, for when night comes,
no man
can work. That's just the way it is. He's made a way for you. He gave his life. Open up that door that you and I can receive eternal life through Jesus Christ. And as he knocks at your heart today, as he begins to call with that low, still voice, Jesus, what will you have me to do? I assure you, he will lead you. Some say, well, I don't know how to pray. Well, I'm going to tell you, Jesus is looking to your heart. He's not looking for some speech that you might have made up. He's looking for you to give him your heart through repentance and being sorry for what you've done. And when you come to the place that you can give him your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, and I know that's harder to do than just speaking with words, brother. But when the time that you'll come to that place, you can't pay. Let me say this. I hear people preach this, and it's not true, brother. You cannot pay for your sins.
No.
You cannot pay. Further you go down the road, the further you come back. Well, I'm going to tell you something. In God's eyes, they're just sinners. No matter how what you've done, they're all the same in God's eyes. They're sin. He come and died for the sin of the world. He made the remedy for sin. And if you obey from the heart that form of doctrine, Jesus will save you and give you eternal life.
Amen.
Brother, that's the book. If you can't receive that, you can't receive what Jesus said. Sing, brother.